Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 3rd in the year of our Lord 2015. This, my fellow Americans, is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. On your radio and the traditions of our founders, it's incredibly simple. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the Almighty, absolutely brilliant in the solution. We don't need revolution, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And most importantly, we need restoration of people's willingness to live the laws of the Almighty. Our author is God, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to liberty, freedom, our lives, who we are, the universe, everything. And it's time we keep his commandments. And if we do, we'll be blessed. We'll be protected. Good things will happen. If we don't, bad things are coming. It's that simple. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're not live yesterday because we went down to Memphis, Tennessee, and spent some time in Mountain Home, Arkansas, with the Patriots and Preparedness Expo down there with Mike Slack and others. Delightful time was had. We finished the expo, went to Thai food. It was phenomenal. Next day, spent a bunch of time at church, spent time with our buddy Matt Felak. And Matt Felak got baptized and became a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That was nifty to see and be part of. What a wonderful opportunity that was. A personal great friend. Spent some time with Eddie the Bombardier Miller, James Edwards, Keith Alexander, all co-hosts. What is it when there's three of them? Is it a co-host? Anyway, the other co-host of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. So we got that done. Just a bunch of good things happening. We traveled back yesterday. It was very frustrating indeed. And the reason for the frustration is we got to the airport, and they said, "Hey, man, your flight has been canceled." Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. And we got to route you through L.A. They say, "Sorry, we meant to tell you, but your phone number wasn't in there. But just so you know, my email address was," and they did email us, but of course I didn't get the email because I was traveling. Anyway, long story short, we had to be routed through L.A., then back to Salt Lake City, and it took forever, half the day. So that was a very frustrating experience. I went through the TSA. I had a little teeny pocket knife that I use because I work in warehouses and stuff like that on occasion. And I use it to open boxes. And sadly, the TSA found my little teeny pocket knife and stole it. So there you go for that. And, a good day was had other than those things. Delighted to get home, be back with my wife and children where the good Lord intends me to be. That's great news, and, all in all, we're no worse for the wear. We're all doing fine. Michael Kaufman, our buddy, has been struggling with all kinds of illnesses, and he's been doing some chemo and stuff like that. He's been getting beat up pretty good, but he's on the rebound, he says. He's going to be on the radio with us next hour. He's got an article to post at libertyroundtable.com. So all that's happening, and let's see. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. Glad you can make it. Well, I guess he didn't make it. All right, well, continuing along. So, anyway, it was a delightful time, and I really enjoyed myself. I really did. We don't have a recap of yesterday's broadcast because it was a rebroadcast. Monday's show was sure nice. We broadcast live from Memphis, Tennessee. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby. We had our buddy on Lowell Nelson first hour. That was a delight, to say the least. The second hour, though, we covered a lot of news. And the news we covered was basically Rand Paul's stand against the Patriot Act. And there's headlines all over the mainstream press now saying, hey, those guys who didn't really believe in Rand are now starting to believe in Rand. In other words, the headlines basically say, hey, Ron Paul supporters are now very impressed by Rand Paul. And I, to a great degree, agree with that. I think Rand had a grandstand that did very well. I would say that Rand's grandstand was grand. It was awesome. But you know what? It isn't enough. Because we lost big, and I'll get into that in a second. But first, the recap of the notes for Monday's broadcast. Sam and Kurt provide an update live from Memphis, Tennessee. Let's see. Our guest, Lowell Nelson, provides an update from Campaign for Liberty on the Patriot Act / Freedom Act. Both of them are evil, bad news bears, to say the least. And just so you know, the Republicans sold us down the river. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. The eye roll caucus is what they call it. It's kind of a mock term the mainstream press uses. They mock Rand Paul. So they're just like, oh boy, here's Rand saying that it's not okay to spy on the people anymore. And crazy old Rand and that whacked out Fourth Amendment, you know, they're Rand. And they do the eye roll, right? That's why the mocking of the eye roll caucus. The Patriot Act did indeed expire, and Rand Paul and supporters are considered victorious. But it was short-lived, to say the least, just like we predicted on Monday that it would be. In hour two, Sam and Kurt break down the news of the day from the road. Babies are being saved. Well, that is in China. If you consider dogs and cats to be saved babies, to the what do you call it? The irony here is that they're interested in saving dogs and cats, but not human babies. See what I mean? All right. A rabbi promotes perversion under the guise of marriage. We also talked about Lindsey Graham trying to run for president. And we also talked about the Cheney family attempting to manipulate the 2016 election cycle. So there you have it. That was a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. Now, without further ado, Rand Paul made a valiant stand. He filibustered, he did his very best, and he did push hard enough to get the Patriot Act to expire. Now, a lot of the opponents of Rand Paul are claiming that he's using the campaign floor, I'm sorry, the House, the Senate floor, for campaign raising. And Rand Paul mocks and says everyone running for president is raising money every day. And that's a serious problem, in my humble opinion, in the first place. But nevertheless, headlines are out today. Rand Paul's grandstand was short-lived, ladies and gentlemen, although we did gain a little bit of ground. News the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. Spend your money. Thepowermall.com. Tell Joyce Riley and crew at the Power Hour that Sam and Kurt sent you. Thepowermall.com. NSA data collection ended. You believe that? That's what the mainstream press is wanting you to believe, that the main data collection is done. USA Today has the details. Aaron Kelly. The Senate overwhelmingly voted on Tuesday to end the National Security Agency's bulk collection of millions of Americans who have no ties to terrorism's records. Now, it was 67 to 32 in the House. Wow. But they approved what they call the U.S. Freedom Act, which, by the way, was already approved in the House last month. Now, President Obama already signed the bill into law Tuesday night. Now, when you first hear this stuff, you think, wow, they can sure act quickly and decisively when they want to sell us down the river, can't they, folks? And that's one of the ways you know this bill is selling us down the river. You got the House on board. You got the Senate on board. Yeah, you got a 67-proof veto. And then Barack signs it. Wow. How you going to filibuster? How you going to stop that sucker, huh? Three key sections of the Patriot Act, anti-terrorism law that expired, are now restored. Yeah. They're also extended through 2019. So three provisions of the Patriot Act were extended, passed through 2019. House, Senate, President already on board. Now, they did change the 215 section, they claim, to stop the NSA from continuing to promote its mass data collection. However, listen carefully. Instead, phone companies, by law, will maintain the data. And then the data will be stored and available for government agencies based on permission from a federal court. Now, you say that's better, Sam. Well, I agree, kind of. We'll talk about it. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. So we're talking about the USA Patriot Act and the USA Freedom Act, and they're playing games with words. All of them sound awesome, like they're for America, but it's a lie. It's kind of like pro-choice. Really means the murdering of babies, and the Patriot Act really means sell your privacy and sell the American down the river. Well, the battle raged. Rand Paul was valiant, but we took a huge hit. Now, they're trying to pitch it as, wow, it was awesome for privacy advocates, and I agree, maybe slightly better, but not much. What it really does, in my opinion, and I'll get to this in a second, the headline says, NSA data collection ended. USA Today. My response, not. Voting 67 to 32, senators approved the USA Freedom Act, which was passed by the House last month and signed by Barack Obama last night. Three key sections of the Patriot Act, anti-terrorism law that expired Sunday night thanks to Rand Paul, are now restored and extended through 2019. Now, here's the point that I want to get at with this. Let me explain it to you this way. Whenever government gets too big, they always play the game and manipulate you into believing that something's good when it's really not. So the government has no authority to gather, sift through, and monitor your communications. They have no authority. So what they did is they rolled out this big belligerent authority, and they did it for years. Criminal activity at the highest levels of your government. And then when they found out that it was too expensive, just too mammoth of a project to maintain, they thought in their minds, how can we gather this data on the American people? But how can we force the private sector to pay for it? And then how can we just tap into it whenever we want to? Huh? How can we get that done? Well, that's what the raging battle is all about. So they backed up and said, all right, look, we'll pretend, I'm going to say that again, we'll pretend to give the American people a win here. What we'll do is we'll back off and won't collect that bulk data anymore. I mean, after all, it's so costly and it doesn't really do us any good anyway. Violating the people's rights and taking control and creating virtual tyranny is the answer and the goal. So we can give them a token victory. The token victory is we'll back off and say we won't collect this data anymore, but we'll force the private sector to do so on our behalf. Thus, who picks up the tab? Yeah, the private sector. Now, we can steal taxpayer money and subsidize that as time goes on if we need to, but it won't be near the expense, near the abuse, near the, quote, overreach, and the American people will just run around and clap and be all patriotic. And we'll change the name of the Patriot Act to the Freedom Act and make you feel even better. And so the battle raged on. That's what they did. And now the federal government doesn't collect the data, but they have the ability to go to court and get the data. Now, that's the nebulous part. Go to court and get the data. What does that mean, huh? Well, I'll give you some anecdotal examples coming up in the broadcast. Now, I cannot support passage of the so-called USA Freedom Act, McConnell said. It does not enhance the privacy protection of the American citizens. Yeah, taking one more tool from our, quote, war fighters at exactly the wrong time. So there was a bunch of Democrats and liberal-leaning Republicans, and they wanted to rein in what they saw as the abuse of power. Many lawmakers said they were shocked when former contractor Snowden revealed the existence of the NSA's bulk data collection program in the first place back in 2013. Now, Mike Lee says, hey, this protects privacy. This allows us to collect the data we need or monitor as we need, but protects American privacy rights. Now, I don't agree with that at all. The American people intuitively understand that it's nobody's business who they're calling, said Patrick Leahy and Mike Lee and others. Now, the battle rages on, but I'm submitting to you, this is a loss, not a win. I know they're telling you it's a massive win, but I'm not buying it, folks. So the government collects the data. Well, not really. They forced the private sector to collect the data. But now what you've got is, instead of denying the private sector that data, now what you've got is, since the private sector can collect this data, and since the primary responsibility is with the private sector, can't the private sector use the data as they see fit? And can the private sector just leak the data as needed to government? So in theory, on the books with a wink, wink, and a nod, nod kind of an idea, you got to go get a court order to get that data. But let's just ask, if Eric Holder, or whatever that goofball lady's name is, Lynch, isn't that her name? Loretta Lynch, all right.
Yeah.
And she goes and says, hey, you know, that Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby are bugging the crap out of me. I mean, they're on the radio talking about me and just giving me a heck of a hard time. You know, Google, listen, Google, you didn't give me that data, did you? No, of course not, Mrs. Lynch. We wouldn't give you data. That's against the law. You know, you got to have a court order for that kind of stuff, Mrs. Lynch. You got that? And the wink, wink, and the nod, nod happens, and Loretta's rolling. Her and the IRS, the EPA, and every other government agency under the sun, right? And, well, Google can use that data for hardcore marketing now, too, now, can't they? Because, I mean, after all, they collected it at their expense. They deserve something. Something in return on the wink, wink, nod, nod scenario, don't they? If you're crying out loud, it's expensive to gather all this data. In fact, the government, it was so expensive, wanted to kind of bow out, right? Okay, that's what's going on here, folks. And so what you've done is you've created a leaner, meaner government gathering slash monitoring slash violating your rights tool. Because now the government doesn't have to do all that. And Google and some of the private sector will be incentivized, what's the right word, to go ahead and gather that data at all data points, everywhere. They'll do it faster, cheaper, better than the government ever thought of doing it. The government knows how to use the private sector when they want to. And now this information will be available for the, of course, well, there's not enough money. We're going to create a leaner IRS, a smaller IRS. And what they do oftentimes, the Republicans want you to believe that they're for freedom and less government. But what they do is they take, let's say, 100 government programs and they reduce it to 10 government programs. And you feel like, wow, we just got rid of 90 government programs. But what you don't understand is those 10 government programs are leaner, meaner, more consolidated, and more abusive than the 100 were in the first place. At least the 100 had inefficiencies to the point where they're somewhat ineffective and stumbling over each other. This doesn't have any of that stuff. Okay? Now, you don't believe me? You don't believe me that this stuff's going on? The EPA, ladies and gentlemen, is getting absolutely out of control, to make the point. Absolutely belligerent, out of control. The IRS is getting out of control. The NSA is getting out of control. You don't believe me? All right, well, listen carefully. The DEA now, the headline says, wiretaps at the DEA triple in the past decade. The story is by Brad Heath, USA Today. So the U.S. Drug Administration, they call it the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, right? Well, they more than tripled its use of wiretaps and other types of electronics eavesdropping over the past decade. Listen carefully. Largely by bypassing the federal courts and the Justice Department lawyers in the process. Exactly what I'm telling you they're going to do. I'll break it down. I'll explain it to you. We've been sold out, to say the least.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
While the bulk of the mainstream press lies to you and makes you believe that they're not collecting debt on you anymore, thank heavens to the USA Freedom Act. They're lying to you and selling you down the river, folks. The Congress has done it in bed with big media. Rand Paul, even part of it in the sense that he's gloating, saying, hey, man, I got some victories for you. Now put some money into my campaign so I can do more. The NSA data collection ended, lies the USA Today. It isn't happening, folks. Voting 67 to 32, the Senate sold us out. Yeah, they passed it in the House last month. The Senate just passed the USA Freedom Act, and Barack, delightedly with a glee on his face, signed that into law. Three key sections of the Patriot Act, ladies and gentlemen, were brought forward into this USA Freedom Act and extended through 2019. But here's the next headline from the same paper that just told you they're going to have less surveillance. You got it? The USA Today has a headline coming out basically at the same time saying this. Drug wiretaps triple in the past decade. That's USA Today. It's a big, long article. But in the article, it's very informative because they tell you that drug wiretaps are increased big time. Okay? Here's what happens. Now, newly obtained records via a Freedom of Information Act request by the USA Today, they say that the DEA conducted about 11,681 electronic, quote, intercepts in the last year. Okay? They say they largely bypassed federal courts and federal Justice Department lawyers to conduct these surveillance exercises. Now listen carefully. 10 years earlier, the drug agency conducted 3,394 of these surveillance wiretapping scenarios, and most of that surveillance was never reviewed by federal judges or Justice Department attorneys who are typically responsible for examining federal agents' eavesdropping requests. So instead, the DEA agents take 60-plus percent directly to local agencies and local judges from New York to California to gain approval. And they say that current and former local officials are, well, more willing to approve them. Now, they say drug investigations account for the vast majority of the U.S. wiretapping situation, and much of that surveillance is carried out by the DEA. privacy advocates are very concerned that the drug agency has expanded its surveillance without going through internal Justice Department reviews, which are more demanding than, well, the federal law requires. The bottom line is some of these surveillance situations are so sensitive that they require federal law permission, but they're circumventing that. The law imposes no such restrictions on state courts. Now, I'm not suggesting that they should restrict state courts. What I'm saying is they know full well how to get around this. So they're all delighted to let you know the NSA is not collecting the data anymore. But behind the scenes, the private sector is, which is just as damaging, if not more. Now you got private sector and government in bed in a fascist scenario to violate your rights. Then they tell you blatantly, yeah, so we're going to back off. But now you find out all kinds of other unconstitutional government agencies like the EPA and others are circumventing the Justice Department and national law, international, or I should say national law, and going to local jurisdictions to do their bidding. So it's all a big game play of who holds the data, how the data can be accessed. Okay? Now, they say they want to make sure that wiretap authority is not abused. Well, then you got to shut down all the unconstitutional Fourth Amendment violating organizations, right? Now, it goes on and on. They say the problem is the federal government has become a burden to these DEA agents, and so they're going to try to get around it. Yeah. They say the figures include every order. Now, that isn't true either. Right? Let me give you an example. Let's say that there's an order that consists of voice calls and text messages. Is that two orders or one? Yeah. They say the DEA's expansion of surveillance, well, just reflects the realities in which we live, where there's more devices and more surveillance needed. They say wiretapping has been critical to breach these drug rings. They say the legal control of wiretaps are supposed to be the same at the local and federal level, but they're not. They say police must persuade prosecutors and a judge that they have probable cause, and they have no other way to build their case but to put a wiretap in place. But the problem is the breakdown happens. The requirements and details can vary among jurisdictions. Within the Justice Department, in the past, it used to be a rigorous standard. Not anymore, and especially if they circumvent them and go straight to local courts. In the states, you have 50 different standards, or if you look at the county level, even more. And there you have it. Now, of course, they're going to tell you, we're not making any legal attempt to circumvent that. But as Snowden brought up, hey, they're not even telling you they're collecting this data unless they're forced to. Okay? Now, they say some federal investigators may not be able to support wiretapping scenarios due to manpower or other considerations, so agencies just go to local agents to help them. Right? Believe it or not, Riverside, California authorized more wiretaps than anybody else, big time. Now, the reason I bring up this whole story is just to give you the example that they're going to basically back off the NSA. They're going to dump the collection and maintaining of the data on the private sector. Then they're going to run around and circumvent all laws to the best of their ability to monitor you and pretend it's not happening. And they're going to call it a big old win. Right? It's crazy. The number of wiretaps are improving or increasing everywhere. Now, all I'm talking about is the EPA, folks. I'm sorry, the DEA in this case. The DEA. Now, here's the interesting. There's a lot of local jurisdictions, if you try to grandma request or FOIA request their records to know what they're doing, they say, we're not allowed to tell you because the applications are often, quote, sealed. Yeah, so you can look, and they submitted some applications at the request of the DEA, but you can't determine if they were approved. There's always some heartburn when the DEA is going into local jurisdictions, but, well, state wiretap laws are supposed to include all the safeguards, but often they don't. Now what they're going to do with this then is back into this idea. You ready? We're going to back into this idea that, by golly, now we got to have the federal government, which is, you know, got a higher standard. The Justice Department's got these higher standards, don't you know? And so we're going to have to commandeer these local jurisdictions that have these loose standards under the DEA / Justice Department's high standards. You see what I mean? Yeah. They say many of these cases end up in state court because that's where the request was granted. And the people aren't as savvy about these drug cases, and many times drug rings get off. Anyway, bottom line, that's what's happening, folks. All I'm telling you is they're telling you this is awesome. I mean, it's like the Lego movie. Everything's just awesome. But it's a lie. And we lost significant ground, ladies and gentlemen. Significant ground. Because I'm telling you right now, they're going to back into eventually commandeering these local jurisdictions. All under the guise that, man, the Justice Department protected you. And, well, we just can't protect you when these local rogue judges just do the bidding of the DEA. See, it's every time they make a move, it's more government. It's tighten the noose tighter. It's make you believe you're free, but shackle you down. I could be wrong, but that's how I see this USA Freedom Act. And our favorite people voted for it and backed it. We ought to look who the 32 are that rejected it. Rand Paul, I'm sure, being one of them. But all I'm telling you is, wow, 67% of the Republicans in the Senate sold us down the river. They're talking about it being a great win, but I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Kurt, you want to chime in on this thing? What do you think?
You know, I wish I could say you're wrong, Sam. When I see the combination, you know, Boehner, McConnell, and Obama, well, I mean, I think you just said it all with that.
Wow, it's a great point. NSA data collection ended. Not, that's a big old lie. They voted 67-32 in the Republican-controlled Senate to sell us down the river. Don't worry, the House voted to sell us down the river a month ago. Barack, all too eager to jump on board. He signed that into law last night, and they extended three key sections through 2019. Wow. Next segment coming up in seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared, be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event, children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, so I submit to you, they're trying to make you believe they're backing off on this data collection, but I don't buy it for one second. Not for a second, Kurt. I really don't. Because I'm convinced that while the DEA is expanding, while the IRS is expanding, they're playing games that they're going to have a leaner, meaner, smaller, less government. But the truth is, they're just doubling down on how the best way to inexpensively gather this and how to backdoor approve this to where you don't catch them. That's what they did until Snowden blew the whistle in the first place. They got caught. Now they're just going to change the game. They're not changing what they're doing, Kurt. They have no desire to do that at all. Now, I wish I were wrong, Kurt, but I submit to you that I'm not. And I submit to you that USA Today mainstream press articles prove that I'm not wrong.
What's the, are there any, I don't know, positive parts that we could take away from this? I'm just trying to figure out. I guess the key thing is, you know, to remember whenever you see the three of them in lockstep, you know you're in trouble. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I can tell you the positive. It depends on how you want to look at it. If you want to look at the positive, the fact is you're not dead yet. They haven't spied on you and killed you yet. That's positive, Kurt. The other positive is that they're going to decrease the cost of government.
Oh, that's an unusual move.
Well, except, you know, I mean, it depends on how you look at it, because, you know, all it'll mean is you'll have, well, the same taxes. The government will spend less, but charge you the same. Then the private sector will have to raise their rates, Kurt. But hey, at least the government has to spend less on the programs, right?
Great point, Sam. Interesting.
Good part
to
is,
see, huh?
You're not a drug dealer. And so, you know, I'm thinking that the DEA may not spy on you, Kurt. The IRS might,
maybe.
But the DEA might not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they might say, we think Kurt's a drug dealer to spy on him, though.
Yeah.
You know, but... So there's just good news everywhere about that, Kurt. Now I'll tell you the best news of all. And that is that Rand Paul did stand up, made a valiant stand, and we are heightening awareness. Between Mr. Snowden and Rand Paul, we know more about and have done more to fight this than ever before. See, was it worse, Kurt, when you didn't even know you had these problems? Or is it worse now that you know them, and even though you're losing ground, you're still fighting hard and raising awareness, etc.? Which is worse?
That's a good point.
I think it's way worse than not even know. Because you can't work on fixing what you don't know, Kurt. And so at least, you know, we know about it. We're working on it. It's a tough road to hoe. We also know that we have another window to fight this thing harder in 2019. Now, I know that's pretty, you know, backpedaling news that I'm calling good news. But I am saying it's something that cannot be overlooked. It's something that we must realize is better. Right? You know, it's kind of like the gentleman that's cheating on his wife. No one knows about it. And then all of a sudden, everybody knows about it. And then they're like, oh, man, this horrible guy, everything's awful for him. Well, I think it was more awful when no one knew and that the abuse continued, that the wrong continued. now that at least the whistle's blown, maybe he has the chance to do the right thing, and maybe people can help him do the right thing. And it's kind of like that, Kurt, in my opinion. So we have a long road to hoe. I don't deny that, but I'm telling you, I think it's a lot better. I just wish we had, you know, 50 Rand Pauls instead of one. That's all.
There you go.
So there you have it. Any other tidbits on this you want to bring up, Kurt?
You know, I can't think of anything else to add on this.
All right, well, then I'm not buying a new car anytime soon.
You're holding off?
Absolutely. The average price of a new car, how much, Kurt?
It's 30 G's. I don't know.
You're so close, sir.
All right.
Ready? $33,363.
There you go.
Now, in my opinion, one of the great solutions would be not to buy new cars for Patriots. $33,363. Yeah, USA Today, car buyers drove out of dealerships paying 4.3% more than last year. Yeah. There's only 32,000 in the same month a year ago, Kurt.
Whoa.
They say buyers are loading their vehicles up with more technology, more customs, more options. And Ford had a 4.3% increase. No, Kurt, of course not.
No more ways. Oh, okay. I thought there was a lot of ways to...
There is, but I'm just telling you, they didn't enhance it with these sales.
Oh, okay. Not
it's still available, right?
Yeah. You can do that with your old vehicles, too, by the way, as long as you got a phone. And
yeah, good point. Yeah. Truck sales, SUV sales remain strong, Kurt. Now let me explain. Those are EPA violating vehicles, Kurt.
How's that?
We'll get into that. Well, those SUVs put out a lot of toxins, Kurt. You're supposed to buy a hybrid, bro. Come on.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
Ruining the planet.
Now, they're stretching out the duration of their auto loans. That's why they can buy these more expensive vehicles, Kurt.
This 30-year car loan? Yeah,
not yet, but they're gaining on it, buddy. 67 months.
Oh, I see.
5 years, 7 months on your car. Now they're working on 73 to 84-month loans, Kurt. Believe it or not, that accounts for 29.5% of loans now. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, so you're just always in debt.
It's readily available credit at the helm, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Now, Toyota had the least amount of increase, 2.3%, Kurt. Now, I just look at this and I just say, folks, I'm serious. You're going to have an 84-month car loan, Kurt?
84 months. What is that?
Seven years, bro.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Now, they might as well just make it a cool 10, you know?
Wow. I recommend, ladies and gentlemen, if you really are in love with a particular car, hey, just find one that somebody bought for the high price, the new price, and that, hey, it's been a few years since they babied that sucker, and now you can buy it for, you know, like a tenth of the cost. You know, I mean, it really won't go only a tenth of the speed. It really won't have just a tenth of the comforts. It really won't get just a tenth of the gas mileage. Chances are good you'll have a hard time really telling the difference, except that, you know, you'll have the, you'll only pay a tenth of the price.
The Walmart shooter probably didn't have a big old car loan, Kurt. But there was something else wrong.
Well, that's right, Sam. And I don't know if you knew about this story, but I guess up in Grand Forks, Wyoming? Anyway, it's coming to us from the ValleyNewsLive.com, boys. Grand Forks is the name of the town. I'm trying to remember the city or the country. They or state, I mean. But anyway, the bottom line is, I guess this kid, active duty airman at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, just kind of went berserk, they said, in the earlier reportings, and shot a couple of people at a Walmart. Now, one individual was killed. The other one, well, she had, you know, kind of this to say, and I wanted to ask you something about this story, but she said, each time, well, she said he did a bizarre thing, talking about the shooter. She said each time before pulling the trigger, he would yell a word. Each time before he fired, he yelled some word. I don't remember what it was, but I heard him yes or say that word or yell that word. And then I heard the gunshot, and then I don't remember what happened, she said. Now, what I was wondering is, Sam, have you studied up on this whole Manchurian candidate thing? Some kind of thing.
I think that has a lot to do with it? The answer is, usually, though, you'll find psychotropic drugs involved, Kurt, and we haven't been given that detail yet, right?
Now, they do say that alcohol was a big-time player, but it's way after the fact, so most folks won't even get that story, that part of the story. But they say, you know, the headline is, he had been drinking. Well, yeah, but you look down in the story, and it's like he had double the legal limit for driving in North Dakota. So the bottom line is alcohol played a role. But most of the time, the standard media is not going to, take alcohol on the chin because, it's the good guys, and they spend a lot of money in the media, right?
I think you're right about that for sure, and I think, you know, the big key here, when you get psychotropic drugs and alcohol or some other street drug, and then you get somebody who can be triggered on a word, you know, very strange stuff, to say the least. And all I'm telling you is it's like somebody flipped a switch with the amount of gunplay we have going on in society today. When I was growing up, there wasn't any of that hardly. It was a rare exception. Now, it's virtually every day. And now the cops are right in the middle of it. They got an agenda, folks. You can call us a conspiracy nut if you want to. But the writing's on the wall for those who are willing to truly discern. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Sam and Kurt, 1 hour on the can, second hour coming up. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.